This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich, and today we're not in French. We're not in, fuck.
No, that's good. That's good.
We're not in Paris.
We're delusional.
We are so delusional. It is our last night in Europe, basically. And I forgot that tomorrow's Wednesday and tomorrow's our travel day, which means when I get home from Europe tomorrow, like when I get back to my house, this podcast needs to be uploaded immediately. So with that being said, obviously I didn't plan ahead at all. So we are recording the night before. Once again, we did this two episodes ago. I did it by myself last episode. This whole thing has been really challenging, I'm not gonna lie. Podcasting when you're packing your days every single day, like from morning to night with different activities, and you have literally no time to just like sit down for an hour and like talk. And when we are sitting down, like when we have time to just like sit down and not do anything, I don't want to fucking record an hour podcast. I'm sorry. But we're here and we're so ecstatic, even though we're dying. So yeah, if you guys didn't see the first Europe episode that I did with Noah, this is my brother.
Hey guys.
Hello. Hey, we're back. You guys, not a lot of you guys, because I don't really get a lot of comments on the podcast, like on the YouTube, but like there was a comment, one, that said that they were disappointed in last episode because they wanted Noah to be in it and it was just me solo. Because why?
I just didn't feel like it, honestly.
He didn't feel like it tonight either, but I'm making him.
The reason for tonight, like not feeling like it is, we're on our fourth week of being together and it was a long day and our room is currently like 90 degrees in here. The AC went out and they couldn't fix it or something. They don't have any extra fans. It's just uncomfortable in here.
Yeah, there is no comfort here. And also we were going to record in the bed again, but there's like these bright lights above us everywhere. And it was just like horrible lighting. It looked so bad. But yes, we're going to talk a little bit through the last two places because I left off. It was like our first night in Rio Maggiore, Cinque Terre. And then we were there for three days.
I think three.
It was three nights and two full days. But we were in Cinque Terre, and if you guys listen to last podcast, I was disappointed because it was supposed to storm the entire time we were there, and I was like, maybe it'll clear up, maybe it'll be fine. It wasn't fine. It literally rained the entire... I'm literally feel like I'm going to puke.
I'm so hot, dude. I'm sweating. This is so
I can't do this. Yeah, it's so hot. We're going to... And I have, like, a blanket on me because, like, I literally look like I have a dick with these shorts on, so don't worry. I don't. But, yeah, trip in Cinque Terre was a little bit of a disappointment. It was probably the place that I was most excited to go, honestly, and it ended up being kind of the worst experience because of the fact that we couldn't really go outside. I'm not just talking like it was like raining a little. It was like torrential downpouring, and these waves that we were watching from our balcony were literally like 30-foot like waves crashing into the rocks that like protect the entire town. They literally use like 100 rocks, like big rocks, to like put like protect their entire town. Like if these rocks weren't there, their entire town would be completely underwater, flooded. So that was crazy.
The place that we were was supposed to be like the prettiest, and then we got storms and couldn't really go do anything or explore the pretty towns and see anything. But the storms at night were like super, super pretty, because usually a storm is pretty. I don't know. But it was like here, and it just made it extra special, yeah. I guess.
It was super cool. So pretty much the entire time, it was kind of nice, honestly. Like, I wish it wouldn't have happened in that place, because I was so excited to like hike. Like, I'm not a hiker, but I was like, I'm willing to go on like a 3-hour hike through like these beautiful trails just because of how pretty it is. And I would have enjoyed it. But like, we desperately kind of needed like a little chill. Like, for those 2 days, we kind of just like stayed in, and like we made our own meals and stuff, which was nice. We haven't done that the entire time. Like, we had like sandwich stuff to like make sandwiches. We made pasta, and it was just like, I don't know, it felt very like comforting to like just be able to chill like actually for a few days. But it did suck that it happened to be there and we didn't get to really like see much of the place, because it was so pretty and there is like a lot of fun things to do. But I don't really have anything else to say about that place. Like, it was the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen, but yeah. It just rained the whole time.
It was a good break. It was like a very peaceful, pretty place to like chill out for a couple of days and just like mm-hmm. catch up on sleep. And even though we didn't do that,
we stayed up so late. Your fault.
My fault.
And then I just go along with it.
Okay. I won't even explain myself.
Yeah, don't even explain yourself. Okay. It's not worth my time.
But like, I could stay up late. I'm being quiet. Well, yeah, I'm being quiet. And she has her own bed over there. She easily could have gone to bed.
Yeah, I could have. But like, when you're awake and like the light is on, I'm like active.
Active, bro.
I'm active. I'm up. I'm ready. Yeah. So yeah, Cinque Terre was good. Like, I'm really sad that we didn't get to experience it for all that it was. I definitely want to go back there and be able to like do it all and like actually be able to like go outside for more than like an hour at a time while like there's a break in the rain. But it was nice. And then we came to Rome.
We're in Rome.
We are in Rome.
Rome has been cool so far. I think Rome reminds me a lot of the first two cities we're in, London and Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I just like older buildings. Well, other than like the monuments are different.
Yeah, obviously.
But like the building, like the architecture and just like normal roads and stuff feel a lot like London. Like Paris.
London feels more like New York. I felt when I first got here, I said it feels like a mix between Paris and Florence. Like, I don't know, there's like a really strong mix between the two. It's really pretty here. We've only been able to see like a small portion of it, even though like we've tried our best to like venture out and stuff. It's just really hard. Like, it's like a lot. Like, this fucking city is huge and we've tried to do like a lot, but again, we are like on our final days, and like I keep like reminding myself, I'm like, okay, it's like I'm only here for like one more day, we need to like go out and do stuff and whatever. But it is really hard. Like, and that might be like out of touch to say, or like you like might be like rolling your eyes at that, but like I'm so drained. Like, even if I wanted to like go do something right now, like I physically can't. Like, I want to throw up and die.
I think why that is because the whole time, most of our trip, we've just been walking everywhere. Like, we haven't mm-hmm. taken a single Uber unless it was like from the train station to our place. So like, for us to like go see something that's like a 45-minute walk away,
yeah,
are we really gonna do that?
It's also
sorry, you yeah, can't like get an Uber as easy as you can. Like,
there's like not from Uber here. There is, but there like isn't.
And the roads are so crowded with pedestrians or tourists or whoever the hell. Just everyone and their mom and their scooters,
yes,
and bikes, and it's just so crowded. You can't like get a ride somewhere. You have to walk.
Yeah,
and it's just draining.
It's so annoying. And we also like haven't taken advantage of like public transportation, like the metros and stuff. One, because like in Paris, we couldn't because we were scared of the bed bugs. In London, we took the tube once, but other than that, like, we were like fresh. It was like our first place. We're like, yeah, let's fucking walk everywhere. Let's do the damn thing. Let's walk 40,000 steps in.
Ah, this is good.
Okay, sorry guys. This is going to be the only intermission. I'm knocking on wood right now. My camera will probably die, but besides that, only intermission. We had somebody drop us off a fan. He was literally the cutest guy ever. It was like,
dude, he was the one that last night I went to try to get a fan too, and he was like, he was so sad that he didn't have a fan for us, and I was like, it's okay, like I promise, please don't apologize, it's okay, I get it. And then tonight I went out there again. He wasn't working the front desk. It was a different guy. So I asked this guy, he didn't really have one. I was like, it's okay, don't worry about it. And then the dude from last night brought us this fan. It's huge.
And sorry probably, if you can hear it at all.
Probably
I don't
pretty
think you,
loud.
Yeah, hopefully you can hear. But there is literally no, like, sorry, but, like, not sorry, because we need some airflow. It was so hot.
I don't know what the Celsius is, but it was probably, like, 26, 27 Celsius in here, which is probably, like, close to 80.
I have no idea. We'll have to look that
it's
up.
It's just humid.
But, yeah, we had to take a little intermission. We got a little knock on the door, a little nice surprise.
Thank you,
but,
sir.
Yes, thank you very much. But I was talking about how, like, in London, we didn't take public transportation, really, and we were, like, excited to walk everywhere because it was so, like, new. We had just gotten to, like, it was, like, the beginning of our trip, and we were so, like, hyped for it or whatever. And then, like, as the trip has gone on, it's been, like, harder and harder to, like, walk 45 minutes to see one historical building and then turn around and walk back. Like, it just... it's hard, but we've been doing good. Like, we saw all of the things we wanted to see here. It's not like we're not doing things, but it's just, like, a lot harder to find motivation, which, again, might sound tone deaf, or not tone deaf, out of touch, or, like, ungrateful, but, like, at the same time, like, I don't care, really, because I'm paying for this shit, so, like, I can do whatever I want, basically.
I think right away, it was so cool because, like, all of the buildings and, like, just the way that it looked in London... versus what we're used to. I know you compared it to New York. I've never really been to New York. But just like the building style and the architecture is all really like different from what we've seen. But ever since then, all of the buildings over here in Europe, all the big cities at least that we've been to, like everything kind of looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't used to that at first. So at first it was like, let's just walk everywhere and just take this in. It's beautiful.
But now we're kind of like used to it.
A month in, we're like used to it. And I'm like excited to go back and just see like modernized, like bullshit buildings.
Like, I don't know. That's very true. It's just like, it doesn't have like a wow factor to it. Like, it is because like you see so many cool things. But also at the same time, like, we've literally been here for so long. I feel like I've lived in Europe for my entire life at this point. Like, I don't even...
I'm desensitized
to,
like, the
I don't remember.
Of it, kind of.
Like, when I go home, I'm probably going to have fucking culture shock like I did when I got here, which sounds crazy, but, like, I'm probably going to be like, what the actual fuck? Like, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know how to, like, react to what I'm seeing because I'm so used to, like, seeing it. And it's, like, so beautiful. It doesn't take away from that, but, like, it's just, like, it's nothing crazy. But, yeah, we got to Rome. It was, like, a four-hour train ride from Cinque Terre, and it was a nice, easy train ride, no issues. When we first got here, we checked in, or we, like, took a Uber from the train station to our hotel, and we checked into the hotel. It was, like, kind of weird. Like, our hotel is, like, kind of weird. Like, when we walked in, I was like, what the actual heck? It's, like, just, like, two old-ass, like, big brown wooden doors with like, are they like, what animal is it? There's like heads,
it's
of
like a gargoyle thing,
yeah, with like the little like swingy like knock thing like you see on like a castle. So we were like, what the heck? And there's like buttons you have to like, we had to like get buzzed in the first time, and then you walk up and there's just this big spiral staircase all the way up, and like this old ass elevator. Literally thought I was gonna die in it. It's just like on two little strings, and it's like the size of the fucking Paris elevator, if you guys remember talking about that.
It's like
about
a one person elevator.
Like, you can't fit. If you're a little overweight, you aren't fitting. Like, I'm sorry. That was being like, I don't want to be mean, but like, I barely fit.
She's telling the truth. You're
can
taking
I
them
say
stairs.
That? Can I say that? Whatever I can say.
You gotta, like, take the stairs.
It's so like small. Way. It's literally like one body can fit in there with like maybe a tiny bag. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so little weird start, but we got up. They were really nice. Like when we checked in and everything, we got our room.
We got our room.
We got our room.
Oh my. So right away.
Yeah. Are you going to say it or should I? Right away we get our room and they like walk us to the room. And kind of right immediately when we got to like the part of the hallway right in front of our room, I kind of like smelt a little like a funny smell, but I didn't think anything of it. We like walk into our room. He like talks to us, gives us some more information, and then leaves. And then we were kind of like walking around checking out the room. We go into the bathroom. And it just smells like straight fucking mildew, musty, like moldy, like smell.
I wouldn't say straight. Like, it was like a little bit of like a musty smell. We're like, let's like, we're going to open the windows and like just let it air out. We turned the fan on. We thought it would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We like dealt with it that night.
Yeah.
Because we got in fairly late. Did we do anything that first night? I forget.
I feel like we did.
Because I feel like if we would have left and came back, maybe we did and it still wasn't
that bad. We went to McDonald's right away when we got here because we were starving. We hadn't eaten all day on the train.
That's what it was.
So we went to McDonald's and then we came back and we had had the window open the entire time we were gone and like the bathroom fan was on. And it really like, we were like, oh, it's getting better. Like it was just like somebody, like maybe the shower hadn't been used in a few days and it was just like kind of musty smelling and it just needed to like air out. It really wasn't bad. Like when we got back to the room and like went to bed. So we went to bed. It was like fine. When we woke up in the morning, I think like we didn't say anything or think about it because we had been like sitting in it, like breathing it in all night. So like we couldn't really like smell it.
We were nose blind.
Yeah, we were nose blind. That's right. That's what Febreze uses.
Febreze.
We were nose blind to the fucking smell. So then we went to breakfast that morning at our hotel. We just walked downstairs. We ate a little breakfast. It was like 30 minute excursion. And then we walked back upstairs. We walk into our room and we both make like the same reaction at the same time. It smelled like fucking dead bodies.
Death.
Dead bodies.
It was horrible. I was sick to my stomach because I knew that I had just slept in that.
Mm-hmm.
And my body wasn't able to realize how bad it smelled because
we had been
in it for so long. I instantly started packing my bag up. I was like, dude, we're getting out of here. I'm not looking underneath the bed. There could be a body.
He literally thought there was like an ear.
I was actually like nauseous sick.
It was so bad. I don't know what it was. If it's like the pipes or like the AC over there, or there is actually mold in like the bathroom.
She didn't speak very good English, but the lady that was like cleaning the rooms, she like came by us and she like apologized. She's like, I'm sorry. And it was raining at the time. And she's like, I'm sorry. Like the rain. So I'm guessing there's like a moisture issue. Mm. Like there's like a water leaking in somewhere and like there's probably some mold somewhere that they can't really deal with.
It was fucking disgusting. It got like 10 times worse from like when we first smelt it. It was like a little like, it was like, it smells bad, but like we can deal with it. We're not gonna like complain over this. But then like when we got back from breakfast, it was like there's no other option than to complain about this or leave and go to a new hotel because it smelt like fucking somebody was under our bed rotting.
It was like
dead rotting bodies and more must. Like somebody like they took a shower first. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a horrible like analogy. Was 0 out of 10.
They did
not get a picture from that. They did not understand. But instantly we walked in there, we looked at each other, we were like, this is horrible. I started packing my shit. I couldn't even finish packing my shit. I walked to the front desk.
Noah's getting like pissed off.
I was mad. I was like,
I mean, I was mad too, but like you're like around, you're like, I gotta fucking get out of here. I can't be in here, bro. Like I can't be in here.
It was bad. I was nauseous.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't smell good.
I complained nicely. I was like, hey, our room smells like fucking ass cheeks. Is there a chance we could get moved? And she was like, oh, well, the hotel's fully booked. And I was like, fucking hell. And then I guess someone was like checking out that day. And it was early because we had breakfast at 10:15 or something. And checkout isn't until like 11 or 12. So she was like, yeah, like, well, you'll just have to wait until like the people get out of their room. Basically, it just took a while for us to get our next room.
Yeah, it took like 4 hours and we couldn't sit in the room because it smelled like shit. So we sat in like this like little congregating. What the fuck
you
are these words?
You keep using words that don't exist.
Congregating. Congregating.
Congregation?
No, like where people can congregate. That's a word.
Yes.
Like a little like, you know, lounge area where like you can.
It's a hallway with two chairs in it. We sat in the chairs.
There's couches and tables, bro.
Okay. And a computer.
And a computer.
This hotel is just mad weird.
It's so weird. It's set up so weird. But we got our new room finally. It's a tiny bit smaller. We don't have a good view, but it doesn't smell like somebody died in it. So
the only good thing that happened in that other room was when it was raining.
Oh yeah.
We saw a super cool double rainbow. Like one of the like purest rainbows I've ever seen.
It was so pretty. Okay, I pulled up some pictures from the first day because again I don't have a memory, but oh my god, my ass is so wet.
Dude, the fan's not helping, really. I'm gonna be honest. I'm like, also sweating.
When I like my legs are against leather seats of any kind, my, like when I'm in my car and stuff, even if I'm not hot, like my legs, the back of my legs sweat so much for some reason. And like, I don't know what that's about.
Are you like a bad sweater? Like usually?
No, not at all. Like my armpits don't sweat. Like whenever I played sports, everybody else would be like dripping at the end of a game. Yeah, and I barely looked like I like.
She didn't get in the game.
Okay. Fuck
I'm kidding. She was actually kind of a stud. She was okay, nice. She was
fuck
nice.
You.
She
made but no, proud. Like. I don't like sweat, like my like face barely sweats, my armpits barely sweat, but like my knee crevices and the back of my thighs, that's where I sweat, like against leather. Or if my legs are bent and there's like my calf skin is touching the back of my thigh,
yeah,
where there's that crevice there, yeah. It just sweats. So I don't know what that's all about, but it's right
my
now
my back is horrible. Also, my
back sweats a little sometimes too. All right, I'm really sorry for whatever that was. We're gonna talk about what happened the first day in Rome. So after we got our new room, we were finally able to like take showers, like get ready for the day. I was ready, like brush my teeth. I didn't have time to brush my teeth before we went to breakfast because we make like at this hotel, it's weird. You have to like make a breakfast reservation even though it's like a free buffet breakfast, like normal at like most hotels would be. And we woke up super late, so we didn't really have, we had like 10 minutes to like get up, get changed, and like go downstairs and eat. So I didn't have time to brush my teeth, so then I had to sit for like 4 hours because we had like locked ourselves out of our room while we were like waiting.
You didn't brush your teeth that day?
Yeah, that first morning I didn't get to brush. Ooh. My teeth till we got here.
And then
in this,
yeah,
room.
It was 3 hours of just,
yeah,
sitting there.
It was terrible.
Sorry,
but
dude.
Yeah, tough situation. But after we got ready and stuff, it was finally time to hit the town, even though it was already like 3 p.m. Fucking half the day is ruined. But right by our hotel, there is the Trevi Fountain, which if you guys don't know, it's basically like a famous fountain. There's like statues of like the gods. I think it's like Poseidon. Is it even the gods? I believe it is. I'm literally so dumb.
You know, I actually want to know what I've realized.
Hmm.
There is so much crossover here with like Greek stuff and the Roman stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like there, I guess I knew that there was connections, but I didn't know it was as strong as it is.
Same. Like I was honestly, I'm confused, but I'm gonna look up what the Trevi Fountain is. Like I just know it's a famous fountain that like you come to see.
I'm not familiar with the Trevi Fountain either. It's cool though. It's really pretty. It was also completely packed with tourists.
So many.
We
people.
Were like coming up, we're like all excited, we're like around the corner, we like come around the block of it and we're like, oh shit, we're close. And then we turn and there's just like hordes of people, like shoulder to shoulder.
It
you could
so
fill
bad.
An entire football field with the amount
it
of
was
people
so busy
there.
And like we've walked past it multiple times since then and it's been that packed every single time. Like it's it wild. Is just constantly so packed. So it says the Trevi Fountain is an 18th century fountain in the Trevi district of Rome, Italy, designed by Italian architect Nicola Salvi and completed by in 1762 and several others. But I don't know, like,
so that's just been there for 300 years just pumping water,
yeah,
through the little thingies. I bet you, I wonder back, oh, then how were like their water pumps, you know, like how they actually make it fountain.
Mm-hmm.
300 years ago they just have the technology to like,
it's so
have
weird
water running perfectly.
That's like
now it takes electricity and like
it's so weird being here and like seeing all these like old things that are like from like 1000 like BC. Like we were in like a museum the other day, I'll talk about, or yesterday, we were seeing like these ancient artifacts and like statues and sculptures and it's like how the fuck. And if you were doing that long ago, why are we only to this point?
Advancement's hard, dude.
Advancement's hard, but like I feel like no, like they were so fucking smart back then.
They were. I mean, we just saw some hieroglyphics on the side of a wall.
Not
it wasn't
that.
Like that crazy. That was like.
But then you look at like BC. The Colosseum, and it's like, how did they build that? And it's still standing perfectly fine.
Someone's story that I saw, they're also like over here or somewhere, and they saw some sort of structure. And it was super old, and she commented, she said, like, there's no way that there wasn't giants. You know, like, how do you, our size, how do you build these things of this, like, magnitude without any technology, no tools.
Like, cranes.
No cranes. We couldn't build it today without a crane. How did they do it back then?
Exactly. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. How did you not have a crane, and you build these,
dude,
big domes and shit? And how are,
wait,
you,
actually I'm thinking of the dome that we went in, like the oldest, that was the Pantheon,
you know how, yeah,
dude, Dude, that is insane. How do you build a perfect...
I don't believe it. And it was... Not for a second. And it's perfect. There isn't a fucking single, like... And everything is symmetrical. Everything is perfect.
And it's lasted like 1,000 years. Mm-mm. And it's standing perfect. You could perfect.
Not. No, you can't. You can't tell me that's real. None of this shit is real.
We're simulated, fellas.
So simulated. Okay, so I looked it up. Basically, we found out that there's like a lot of crossover, and it's basically like the same people. Like there's equivalents, but it's the Roman gods and not like actual like Greek gods, even though they're technically like the same shit in my eyes because they're both the gods. But anyways, there's like different... sculptures of like the gods, like whatever, and it's just really pretty, like blue water, and like it's just like a cute little, you know, 300-year-old thing. Cool. We saw it, and then we booked a Pantheon tour from our hotel, and she was like, I don't even know what the fuck was happening. The girl, like, God bless her soul, she is like the sweetest lady ever, but like everything she says, like, she's trying and like I'm trying, but like I have no idea like anything that she's been saying to me, and it's really hard when like I book a tour with her and like I don't know what is going on, and like I can't ask questions because even if I ask questions I'm not gonna get any clarification, which is not her fault. Again, I've gone over the whole language barrier thing, my bad. Like it's my fault. We booked a tour and we like went to the Trevi Fountain, and I obviously needed to get like pictures and stuff, so we were there a little bit longer than we maybe should have, and then we had to book it to the Pantheon. We were like running through all these like crowded ass alleyways. There's so many people. There's like people trying to bike and like ride their bird scooters through these like alleys that are like 10 feet wide that have people packed shoulder to shoulder, and there's like restaurant outside tables like on both sides as well. It's literally insane how this is set up, like for how many people that are here every single day. It's insane. But we ended up making it to our tour on time. We didn't do like a guided tour. We just did like a personal tour with like the audio guide type of thing. So we were able to like learn about things like through just like a little like audio thing on our phone. But the Pantheon was super cool. I was expecting it to be bigger. I didn't know it was literally just the dome.
Me neither.
But I then no like idea. you turn around the corner and there's like that big square thing too. So I think there's more of it, but like the actual tour part that like you do is just the dome, but it was still really cool. And again, there's like gods, like statues of gods and like important people, and there's like people buried in there, and the architecture of the dome we learned all about. It was super cool. So that was good.
What was like the fact that you told me? It was like it's the oldest building still in use today.
It was the Pantheon. So yes, it
yeah,
it is the Pantheon. Yeah, so the Pantheon is the oldest building that is still in use today, and it's also the best preserved historical building in all of Rome, which is very cool. Or maybe all of Italy. I think Italy or
the whole world.
I don't fucking know.
Maybe,
but it literally like the outside of it looked fucked up, but the inside looked so like nothing was wrong with it. It looked like it was just built last year.
Also, some of the parts on the outside were perfect still, but then like you'd go around a corner or something, and then you could see these bricks that clearly have been there since like the beginning, and they're just destroyed.
It's like, so crazy.
And it's still just standing perfectly. Like it's been through. You could just see like where rainwater even like running off was corroded like it. Completely corroded, like these gigantic stones.
And it's insane. Like,
just from like rain running off of it. It's been there for that long. It got that destroyed from water.
Okay, but after the Pantheon, we decided to go to like the Roman Forum, which I still don't really know what it is, but there was like a museum for like the fallen soldiers there, and like I don't know. It was basically just like a really good view of the entire city, and like just again like an old building. Like there's not really too much to say. Like we didn't do like a tour or anything. It was just like we walked around up the stairs and like saw cool shit.
It's pretty. It's probably like 200 steps. I wonder how many steps that was. It was pretty high. We did a lot of stair climbing.
A lot. And I don't think
it was
climbing.
The fallen soldiers, unknown soldiers.
Oh yeah, not fallen soldiers. So soldiers unknown. That, that's what
like,
I meant.
Like. Find or recognize or
yeah whatever. That's what I meant. Yeah. My bad.
It was regardless very cool.
Also, like I said, like there's a really good view. We could see like the Colosseum from the view up there. You could see like the whole city, and then you could see the Colosseum, which was just like such a pretty view. And then we walked down and we headed to the actual Colosseum, and that was very cool to see. It was like getting pretty dark at that point. Like when we first got there, it was like about to be dark, and then when we left the Colosseum and started walking back, it was like completely dark out. But honestly, just insane. We didn't do a tour of it again, which I'm kind of sad about, because I don't know, it'd be really interesting to see the inside of it, but we got there so late. Like, we didn't plan really on like what we were gonna do that day. Mm-hmm. We just knew we were gonna like walk around and look at stuff.
Also, I didn't know you could just like tour the inside of the Coliseum.
I didn't either, but then I like saw people's TikToks and they're like in there. So
yeah, I didn't know that. If we would have known, we would have planned that a lot better. But at least we got there, I think, when we did, because it was like dusk, I would say. Dusk. Mm-hmm. So like, it wasn't dark, it wasn't bright, but it was just like the sky was like blue and mm-hmm. you could still see. It was dark enough for like the lights to like reflect in all of the little like archways and stuff.
It's very cool.
It looked so pretty. It was like, this whole trip, that was probably top five things that I saw.
Yeah.
It's like because of how big it is. And
it's kind of fucking sweet. Morbid.
Just knowing like what went down in there
is weird,
and it's just sitting there,
and like you can't even like comprehend how long ago that was, and like that being a thing that people did back then. It's insane, but it was really cool to see.
Just a 1v1 fight to the death.
I would do that with you right now.
Or like putting a prisoner in there and just releasing a lion on him and letting the whole city watch.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I can't even comprehend.
That might just be movies, did that happen?
Yeah. After that, we went home. Did we get, like, dinner or something? Oh, I forgot to say we stopped at a place for lunch after the Pantheon, and we got cacio e pepe pasta.
Mac and cheese
with long noodles.
Different mac and cheese. And it's so good. It's been my favorite dish this whole trip. I've probably gotten it, like, 4 or 5 times. Cacio e pepe. Fire.
Super
good.
There was like this Parmesan crisp like thing, like this big thing of Parmesan cheese that was like crisped up in the oven, and it was so good. I'm literally going to puke. Yeah, so after that we just headed back to the hotel. I'm trying to think of what we did for, like, did we eat after that? Like, because we got the pasta, but that was earlier. Did we have dinner? Oh, you know what we did? We went to that fucking yeah.
We went to
Antico. What's it called? It's Antico something, Viano something. It's a super, super, super famous TikTok. I think it was famous before TikTok, like most visited restaurant and whatever.
And that was in like 2014. It was mm-hmm. Don't even mention TikTok with it, I don't think.
But it is super viral on TikTok, and I know about it because of TikTok, and like TikTok has blown it up even more. Like, they are everywhere. I don't know what vlog it is. No, it definitely isn't out by now. I'm like, this is Florence, going up tomorrow. Though. In Florence, we walked past like one of these shops, and there was like five different, like they owned like five separate like restaurants, like spaces that would be restaurants. And they all just had lines of like 30 people outside of each one of them. So like people love this shit, right? And I had had this in New York, and because they built one, it's so famous that they built one in New York, and I had it, and it was really, really good, because I got like a caprese. My favorite sandwich is a caprese, honestly, but I got like a caprese with like some, maybe like prosciutto on it or something, or maybe I didn't even get meat on it, but it was really good, and like I understood, I was like, okay, this is a good sandwich, but like, is it really like worth standing in line for an hour? Absolutely not. But while we were here, and it was like late at night, like once we got back from the Coliseum and we like spent some time in the room, we decided like, you know, if we're going to try this place, it's probably a good time to try it right now, like when it's 9:30 p.m. and nobody else is like going there, like it's not dinner or lunchtime. So we decided to go there, and we walked there. There was still a little bit of a line, but it really wasn't that bad. And we pulled up the menu on the phone. I wasn't even in the mood really for a sandwich like that. Me neither. To be honest.
Well, in like hindsight, no, not at all. But like, I think in the moment we're like, yeah, let's go try this. It sounded super like good, a good sandwich idea. Place. I could definitely kill a sandwich right now.
Mm-hmm. But
it didn't really go to plan.
It didn't really hit. It didn't. I don't even know how to hear. Yeah.
So when we're in Florence, we went to a place that was similar. Mm-hmm. Like our first night there, and we both got, I don't know, we both got the same sandwich. A caprese, and we really liked it. We're like, this is good. Like the first time, it was like my first time ever having like an authentic sandwich like that.
And where it's then, like raw, cold cut, like meat, like prosciutto on like.
Which, yeah, throws me off. But it was like, damn, that was actually really good. Like, I'd give this a chance. We got it a second time in Florence. This time I got a super spicy one on accident, so I can't really speak for myself. But it was hard to enjoy just because it was so spicy. It tasted good. I wasn't like grossed out yet.
Mm-hmm.
it was just spicy. And then mine, we got it good. We got it again here, and we had the same hopes, like, oh, this is gonna be gas, this is like the best like spot for sandwiches like this. So we're super pumped. We wait in this line for a bit. We don't know what the menu is saying even.
Yeah, which is weird, because you'd think if it was super touristy and like super famous, like they'd have it translated. They didn't even have it translated inside. Like there was an English like menu you could pull up like via QR code, but it wasn't the same menu that was on the wall. Yeah. Like we both decided on an item, and then like we went in and it wasn't even on like the menu that they had on the wall. So like I don't know what that's all about, but it doesn't really make sense.
They probably do that to keep it like away, like not tourist friendly. So mm-hmm. like it's harder for people to want to go there if they don't even know what they're getting.
Exactly.
Just to keep it less busy.
The sandwiches were just like, my first bite, I was like, okay, like this is good, but like nothing special. And then like my second bite, I was like disgusted. Same. This sandwich was literally like, I'm not even kidding. First of all, I've had a lot of not like a lot of prosciutto in my life, but I've had a lot of charcuterie boards and shit that have like raw prosciutto on them. And I like it. Like I like prosciutto. Like I'm not gonna like sit there and like eat a fucking ton of it, but like a little bit, like with some cheese and a cracker, fucking phenomenal, right? Or like a little bit on a sandwich, like fucking phenomenal. But this sandwich, you guys, I don't know if we just ordered a bad one, and like maybe like the other ones were like,
nah.
But can you look up pictures after this? Look up videos and pictures and see what the other sandwiches look like, because okay. They look really good. It was just like a lot of like weird shit. We didn't know what it was, and like I wasn't in the mood for that, which like maybe my bad. But we got like a basic sandwich that had like tomato. It was supposed to have like basil on it, mozzarella cheese, and prosciutto. So basically a caprese. Super straightforward sandwich. Like it's not hard to fuck up. It's not hard to like make it taste good. I make those constantly at home, and they are literally better than any Italian caprese I've had the entire time I've been here.
Bailey makes the most phenomenal caprese you could ever imagine. Mm-mm-mm. With Walmart bread.
Walmart bread tastes better than this shit, I
Walmart,
swear.
Walmart like ciabatta rolls or some shit. I don't know. But so good. She makes the best sandwiches. This place sucks.
Yeah, so the sandwich is just like there is maybe four pieces of little like mozzarella circles on it and like three tomatoes, and it's like meat that's like 2 inches thick. It's like super dark red, which prosciutto is usually like a lighter pink color, and like has like, it's very thinly sliced, like easy to eat in my opinion. It like just melts in your mouth. This was just like thick, chewy. Wait,
vegan warning, like if you don't want to listen to this shit, like fuck. Yeah. For real, like this is gross.
Trigger warning
vegans, don't listen to this,
but like I had to go through it, so you guys have to.
I like eating meat, and I like, I'm grossed out right now. I'm almost gaggy thinking about, like,
I don't really think it's like that bad,
dude. It was like eating raw meat. Like it was raw meat, but it was like, next subject. All right,
yeah, it was fucking gross. Don't recommend. Actually, I try it for yourself. Try it for yourself. See if it's worth the hype. I don't think it's worth the hype. Absolutely the fuck not. Go anywhere else. Anyways, after that, we came home. We went to bed. My cheeks are so flushed because I'm so hot. Okay, so then the second day, we decided it was going to be Vatican City Day, which if you guys don't know, Vatican City is a city that's also a country. It's the smallest country in the world. It dates back to like the beginning of like the Roman Empire. There's like little like urban legends. I don't know if it would, myths. There's little like, there's rumors. There's fucking, I don't know. There's like tunnels and shit, like underground hidden tunnels, like people say, that like lead to like under the city to like, in case there was like a siege in Vatican City. Cause siege. I think a siege.
If they ever like got attacked, there was like tunnels to other parts of the city to like escape.
Super cool. So I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting what it was at all. Like, literally at all. I'm so confused, actually. We wanted to go to Vatican City, and we were going to take the metro there because it makes the most sense. We walked, like, 10, 15 minutes to the closest metro line that goes to Vatican City, and we walked down there. That bitch is closed. It's closed. Nobody fucking mentioned it, which usually like when you check into a hotel or you check into an Airbnb, like they'll tell you, like, because the guy told us, he was like, yeah, you can just take the metro,
yeah,
whatever,
it's like a 40 minute walk, so like you'll probably want to take the train to this one.
Fails to mention the train is fucking closed.
Yeah, we take a 20-minute walk. Bailey and I are already just pissed off at each other before this happened. Then we get there, the metro isn't running. We're like, what do we fucking do? We ended up just being so pissed off that we just kind of started walking
yeah,
in that direction. We're like, we'll just get an Uber eventually, like once we're out of like this area.
We ended up walking a whole, like, 48 minutes, I think it was, mm-hmm. to Vatican City.
When we get there, we are super confused because we just walk in. There's just a big wall, like, a huge wall. And we're like, okay, so how do we get in? Like, where's the opening? Because it's, like, this ginormous wall. And we turn one corner and we can, like, see that there's a bunch of people lined up to, like, go inside, we assume. And when I say a bunch of people, I mean a bunch of people. Like, this line was all the way down this, like, entire, like, sidewalk, which was a really big sidewalk. And this guy, like, came up to us, like, this random dude, and you could tell he worked for, like, some sort of, like, trip advisor, like, tour guide company. And he was, like, super eager to, like, have us get a guided tour, like, through his company.
Yeah, he's like, only two spots. It was almost like an ad. It was seems- like, there's only two spots left. Like, if you want to do it today, you gotta do it now.
Yeah, it was, like, it was super. So it was, he was, like, super eager. It seemed super scammy because of that. So yeah, we were both kind of like,
we're good, bro. Like, we're yeah, just gonna walk over there and figure it out.
Yeah, because I knew you could go into the, like, you can go into Vatican City for free. You can go into St. Peter's Basilica for free. You have to wait into, like, a fucking 1,000 people line. 1,000 people line. But, like, you can go in there for free. But I knew that there was certain things, like the Vatican Museum and the Sistine Chapel, like, you have to pay for it. So I was like, I kind of want to pay for it to get the whole experience, but, like, I was gonna do it online myself, and I could have done it, like, right there. But then, like, it was just weird. So we kind of, like, brushed him off. We just kept walking up, and then I sat down and I was like, I'm just gonna book this on my own, because when I checked earlier that day, like, I still could get tickets. And I just figured, like, oh, I can just get tickets online right now. And when I was going through all these different websites, it was, like, either really expensive or it was saying that it was, like, sold out. Like, on the actual, like, Vatican website, it was sold out, but then on all of, like, the Get Your Guide and, like, TripAdvisor, they had tickets, but it was, like, super expensive. And I was like, I'm not paying for that. So we saw another one of these people that was, like, you know, had the little, like, name tag with, like, the little, like, brand logo. And we, like, went up to her and we were like, yeah, like, we're looking for tickets. And
she's like, two left, you gotta get it now. And I was like, oh my god, so is this real?
It was so weird.
But we're like, we can't get him online, so, like, I guess we got to go through, yeah, with one of these people. And we did it.
Yeah. So
it was so crazy, though.
We talked to her for, like, 1 second, and then she, like, checks her watch, and then she, like, opens her phone, and she's on WhatsApp with, like, this big group chat with, like, so many people. Like, you could see all these different people, like, sending different times and, like, asking questions. And it was, like, she, like, texts something real quick. She, like, scrolls up. She, like, looks at the time. She's like, all right, 5 minutes. And she's like, come with me. And we start, like, jogging down this street, like, past this line.
Away from the line, too, by, yeah, the way. Like, the opposite direction. I was like looking at Bailey like, dude,
yeah, this, we, like, is turned down a different,
this
street,
is weird.
And then we pull up and she's like, right here. She's like, wait here, I'm gonna go inside. And then she was like, actually come with me. We see, like, this guy, he's got, like, his little, like, tour guide flag, and there's, like, a group of, like, 10 people around him. So I was like, okay, this seems whatever. She pulls us down, not, like, pulls us down, but, like, we go follow her down into this basement. It was like, you're on a street, there's, like, a restaurant, there's, like, a supermarket, and then in between those there's just, like, a door with, like, stairs going down into, like, a basement. We were like, okay, now what is this? Seems a little bit strange, but we were like, fuck it. Like,
duck underneath.
It was like a little, like a crawl space. Like, you're going into, like, a
weird.
We go into this literal crawl space, like, tornado shelter looking thing down these stairs, and we walk down there. It's just this big white room with, like, a desk and, like, some guys sitting behind it with, like, a computer. I was like, okay, like, there wasn't any, like,
it seemed like a straight scam.
Straight scam.
And then, dude, it was crazy. You weren't up there, so they might not have, like, you might not have heard it perfectly, but they were, like, discussing, like, what the price was that she told us, so he could, like, type it into a literal calculator.
Yes.
It's like, oh, yep, $93. And then she's like, yeah, pay that now, pay now. And super, we were like, weird. I was like, dude,
it was like super rushed, which now looking back on it, it was so, like, rushed. It was weird regardless. Like, it was just, like, a strange setup. Like, definitely, like, not, like, a professional, like, company, but, like, they had the hookup, so, like, it worked. But, like, looking back on it, we were, like, extra rushed because of the fact that the tour was literally starting, like,
yeah,
like, it was,
we actually were in a rush.
We were in a rush, but, like, it felt even more scammy because of that. We were like, are we actually in a rush, or are they just trying to, like, get us to, like, pay, flustered so that we, like, pay? So anyways, they pull out the fucking card reader, and you guys know how I feel about that thing. Scary, but I did it. And it worked, and I don't think I've had any fraudulent charges. I actually haven't looked, which probably should. It was fine.
It all worked out.
We met up with our tour guide. We were able to get into the museum with like the whole little like group of people we were with. We were able to skip the entire line. So that was like the point of doing it. We could have waited in line by ourselves and just waited like 3 hours to go in, but like we didn't want to do that. So that's why we went the route that we did, so that we could just skip the entire line and go straight in with this group of people. Once we got in, we didn't pay for the guided tour. We just paid to like get in basically, and then like go tour it on our own. So we just walked around. There's like the Vatican Museum, which is made up of like a bunch of different little like exhibits. There's like,
wait, how many museums did you say total?
54. Like 54
or something?
Yeah, 54 total? Museums in this like Vatican City, whatever. And there was like ancient Egyptian museums with like the hieroglyphics that were like different like fragments of like walls and like offering tables and like mummy caskets and shit. There was like an actual mummy. It was like very, very, very cool to see all of it. And then there was like different statues and stuff,
like sculptures of old people, super old stuff,
and like saw a bunch of cool stuff, like different paintings and murals and tapestries, like a bunch of cool shit. And then we went to like the Sistine Chapel, and that was like a really weird experience. It was very like we just walked through a bunch of hallways that were like decorated with all these like old things and like beautiful art and shit. And then we like get to the actual like chapel part, and we like walk in, and there's all of these staff members just like, okay, go, like, because they had to keep the line moving. But it was like so like, what the fuck, like I'm paying to be here and like you're rushing me like so much. It was such like a weird, like it's almost not even enjoyable. Like I know this shit is so cool to see and it's so old, but it's like when there is this many people at every single thing, it's like not even enjoyable, because it's like you don't even get to like chill. Like it's so much, I don't even know.
I completely agree.
So cool, but like
we're one of like 3,000 people there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like everyone's seeing this, everyone's taking the same photos.
It's such like you can't
really enjoy it for like what it is.
Mm-hmm. Like the entire time, like people are just in there just like video recording the entire thing, and I'm like, okay, like I'm taking some pictures of like cool shit that I see, but like I'm at least like looking with my own eyes. I'm not looking through my video thing the entire time. And obviously I'm getting clips for the vlog and stuff, but that's like different than just like being an average ass person that's not like posting it for content, like just taking a 40 minute video of walking through the entire fucking thing. Like go on YouTube, you can find the same video that you just took. Like enjoy it for yourself. It's so weird.
I always think that, like, when are you gonna go back and look at these pictures or that video? Concert videos. When was the last time you went to a concert and you were like, and you like put your one thing on your story, but you took like 20 of them and saved them all? When are you watching those? Unless it's like your favorite artist, then I get it. Because it's like, oh,
why was I taking videos of fucking Lil Yachty at Lollapalooza? Like, I'm not looking.
You're never pulling that back up, getting lit. Like, fuck yeah, I was at Yachty. No.
It's so weird. But it was a really cool experience. It was like, it's basically in that area, at least the part that you're like allowed to be in that's not gated off. There's the actual like Vatican Museum. There's like a few different little like outside restaurant type of things. And then there's like the hallways that lead to the chapel. And then there's like this big garden area, which is just like pretty grass and like weird like sculptures and shit. And then to get to the other part of it, which is like technically Vatican City, which is St. Peter's Church, which is the largest church in the world, which we didn't get to go inside of, unfortunately, because the line was literally, like I said, 1,000 people long. You had to like walk outside of the wall and like walk around and like walk in a different part. I don't know, it was all super cool. I don't really have like much to say besides it was just like really surreal to see, I guess.
I would say it's like equivalent to all the other things that were like touristy of us. Mm-hmm. Like you just go to the place and you see it and it's cool and you can say you saw it and learn like a couple little facts about each place and then like been there, done that. I think like I would never be like, oh, I gotta come back to Rome. And
yeah, like I'm excited to come back to Europe and like come to the same places, almost strictly for the fact that I won't need to do like touristy things. Like I'd love to like go to London and just like enjoy like a normal ass day like I would spend in like fucking Wisconsin, but just like do it in Rome, like actually like just like walk around and enjoy my time and like shop and not worry about seeing Big Ben or like seeing the Buckingham Palace. It's like so much more enjoyable. Like I know the touristy things, like you feel like you need to see them because why are they touristy? Because they're like special and like historical and like, you know, important places. But it's like, it's when you fill your entire trip with it, it's like, okay, like I'm fucking sick of this. Like it's just, it feels like a field trip almost.
It does. It's a lot. It's like we're forcing ourselves to go do shit. Where if we were to just like come to Italy one time, treat it like it was Florida and like mm-hmm. stay at a hotel near a beach and like just get up and like get breakfast and then go spend 3-4 hours on the beach and get tan and go in the water.
And like go to dinner.
That would
like,
be, that would be really fun.
Yeah. But for it's sure. like when you're, I don't know, I feel like very field trippy vibes, but it's like you have to because I'm, what am I going to come to Rome and not see the Colosseum?
Yeah, like, just like absolutely stay in a not. Hotel. Like this hotel is the same hotel that we could go to in.
Exactly. It's wherever. Just like, I don't know. It's weird. I want to come back to Europe for sure. I really enjoyed it. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But I do not want to be here for a month. 2 weeks.
I think, yeah. I think 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks would be perfect.
2.5 weeks.
We just got worn out. That's all it was.
It was just this last week that was like really like I didn't get to enjoy the last two places probably. I mean, Cinque Terre, it was weird. But like I would have enjoyed it probably more if it wasn't this long. Like if we were here like week one, I probably would have enjoyed Rome more than I do.
Yeah.
Which I love it here. I'm not saying it's bad, but like you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So whatever. After Vatican, we left. We ate some food there, whatever. We walked all the way home. We were going to fucking Uber or taxi home.
Oh, my God. Why do we do that back to back?
Because there was so much traffic. There was literally, like, a taxi or an Uber was going to be so expensive.
We set our step goal. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, was that our longest?
I think so. Steps? I think it was, like, seven, like, something. Which, wait, not seven, some 7 miles. Seven. 14, no, it was like 7 miles, and it was, like... I don't remember, but we walked a fuck ton yesterday because we were going to get an Uber and then we like walk out and there is so many people. It's like 6 o'clock p.m. So there is hella traffic. There's always traffic, but it's like hella extra, like especially this area, like by Vatican City or whatever. Most traffic I've seen in Rome so far. And I was like, there's no fucking way we're getting picked up. And if we do, it's going to take 3 times as long to get home by car than it is to walk. I was like, let's just fucking walk. So we walk 40 minutes back home. And then when we get home, what did we do last night?
Dude, our memories are going. I think.
I'm losing it. I've been not having a memory.
Are like, yes.
Yeah, it's hard because everything gets mushed together and I can't like remember even fucking yesterday. Like
that's also like bad. I said, everything looks the same.
Yeah.
Everything.
And there's just so much going on. It's hard to fucking keep track of it all. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'll like FaceTime my boyfriend or like call my boyfriend to like keep him updated. Like, we've been trying to like call, like, at least it's super hard with the time difference, and he works like all day. So, our only time to talk, like, when he gets off of work, it is like 10:30, 11 p.m. here. So, we're able to talk for like a tiny bit before I go to bed, basically. But we've been trying to like call and like FaceTime and like keep contact and shit. And it's like, he'll be like, oh, what do you do? Like, so like since the last time I talked to you, and I'm like, it's literally been like 2 days, and I not like talk to you, like we text constantly throughout the day, but like actually on the phone where I can like explain everything. I'll be like,
what?
And he's
do?
Like, how the fuck didn't you remember? Like, it was 2 days ago. And I'm like, fuck, like, should I remember it?
No, because I think normal life, it's like an event happens where like something fun happens, or like you're with friends and like you go get a dinner and you remember those things. But when you're getting like 3 main meals at 3 crazy places in a day and you're seeing 7 monuments, mm-hmm. it's like hard to like remember each thing and everything about each thing.
Yeah.
Like our brains are just overloaded with memories and we're not like remembering cool shit. I think that's what's happening. I don't know.
I think so too. After Vatican, we came back here. After our long ass walk, we came back here. We chilled out for a couple hours and then we went to the world's famous Alfredo place. Yes, we did. The inventor of not chicken Alfredo. What is it called? Fettuccine Alfredo, which if y'all don't know, is one of my favorite foods. One of Noah's favorite foods. Yeah. Our dad, when my dad used to cook for me.
Dave.
David. No, he would religiously make, every time when Noah was in college and he like didn't live with us, every single, like, Noah mentioned that fucking, it's so funny. I feel like parents always do that. It's like Noah mentioned that he, like, loved Alfredo one time. And then every time Noah came home from college, like, every single weekend or, like, holiday or whenever he would come home, there'd be fucking chicken or fuck you. I'm so mad. There would be fettuccine Alfredo with chicken. Actually, he would make it with chicken. Yeah. But there would be Alfredo at home every single time when Noah came home. And, you know, it's just been a personal favorite, a family favorite for a while. So when I stumbled across a TikTok that said that the inventor of fettuccine Alfredo, the original recipe is being so... What the fuck am I saying?
You're horrible right now. Go. Okay, basically, the restaurant that first started serving like fettuccine Alfredo, like the original first recipe that was ever made, was started at this restaurant. Mm-hmm. She found a TikTok and we're like, all right, it's like a 12-15 minute walk, we gotta go try it. Yeah. Cause like, we fuck with this.
Yeah, we fuck with it.
We gotta try the OG.
Yeah, the OG. So basically there's like a whole story behind it. Some guy, like his wife was sick, made this pasta, it was like fucking breathtaking. She got like super wet over it.
No, it's word got she got better. She got better.
Yeah, she was sick. She got better because of this pasta, supposedly.
Because of it, no.
Yeah, she blamed the pasta for getting better. It was just like a coincidence type. But oh my fuck.
Oh my.
Why do you leave it like that after you did that? You just let it sit there.
My bad.
Anyways, this restaurant starts serving the pasta. The pasta becomes super famous. You know, everywhere else in the world picks up on this, you know, recipe. They have their own variations now, whatever. I was expecting fettuccine Alfredo that made me wet, that made me better.
That's crazy, dude. Dude, why do you gotta get weird? I was too, though. Like, I was. I thought it was gonna be like the best Alfredo I've ever had
in my entire life.
And we sit down and like we hear this story. This guy's like mixing our pasta up. First off, it like comes out in this big bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like pasta noodles with, you can tell, like has some like pasta water in it still.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like two kinds of cheese just grated on the top. And he comes out, he's like, is it your first time here? I said yes. He gave us like the whole story, the rundown of like what she just said, like how it was invented and whatever. And then he just mixes it up for like 2-3 whole minutes straight, just, and we're like, dude, I'm hungry as shit. He gives it to us, he walks away. And then we both got disappointed, like, fuck.
I'm so confused. Hell. It was just, like, kind of flavor. Like, it just tasted like noodles with, like, some grated up Parmesan cheese on it.
That's like, all it was.
It wasn't fettuccine Alfredo that I'm used to. Like, and I know that might be, like, okay, well, you're not used to, like, traditional or, like, Italian pasta. I don't care. It tasted like shit.
No, they won't say that. I don't think so. I think if they've ever tried it, there's no way they're going to be like, that, what? That
was amazing. I'm confused though, because like the guy we sat next to, who was super fucking talkative, by the way, we sat down at this restaurant. The couple next to us, it was particularly the guy that was sitting there. He like starts asking us where we're from. We get into like, we talked to him for like 40 fucking minutes. We're like, I'm like trying to like look at the menu and decide like if we want appetizers, what kind of drinks we want. And like every time I like look down, he says something else. And then I feel disrespectful, like not paying attention. So like we sat there for so long, like not even...
Yeah.
Ordering food or like ready to order. We were just talking to them. But he told us, he was like, I'm Italian, it's really good. So I was expecting, I was like, okay, that. And on top of that, I read reviews and it was like, best Alfredo I've ever had. It wasn't good. It was super mid. I literally said, like, the story of it is like, this guy's wife was sick. He, like, she wanted to eat something. He, like, mixed something up real quick. It tastes exactly like that. It tastes like when you're at home, you look in your fucking fridge, you realize your parents didn't go grocery shopping that week, you have no food to eat, and you're like, I need to make something really quick. I have 3 ingredients. Let's whip something up. That's what it tasted like. Like, yeah, you might make like a crazy turkey cheese roll up when you have nothing else to eat.
But it's a turkey cheese roll up.
Like, it's cheese and noodles. Like, it was not unreal. I'm so confused. And I watched so many TikToks of it, and everybody's like, it was so good. It was so good. Like, are you guys lying?
Yes, they're all lying. They just want views, and they're like, oh, it's so amazing.
But wouldn't you want views and be like, I tried the viral place that everybody fucking loves, and it tastes like shit. Why is there no TikToks about paprika Pringles? Because what the fuck? Those are so good. I've eaten probably fucking 12 tubes of those while we've been here. It's horrible, so bad. Dude.
There's like 2 in our trash can right now. And we've been here for 2 days. 2 full Pringle cans. They're
so good. I'm bringing like 4 home. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, today we accidentally, I stayed up with Noah. He had his little NBA football, NBA basketball fantasy trip.
Yeah.
You know, like fantasy football. There's fantasy basketball, which I just found out like 2 years ago, I think. So basically, he is like in a little fucking group chat with his friends. They pick all their little like fantasy players and they compete against each other. They pick the time to be like yesterday at, what time was it their time?
8 p.m. their time, which is 3 a.m. here. So I'm sitting here like, I'm so tired at like midnight.
And then I'm like, oh my God, I can't fall asleep for like 2 hours, wake up and like
be active and locked for your fantasy. Because dude, like you need your shit. Shut your up. Wheels turning.
You're tweaking. This shit is fire.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So like one.
Okay, nobody cares.
One in 19.
We don't need to talk about it.
We don't cancel that, but
yeah, we don't cancel it. So Noah had his fucking shit at 3 a.m. and it kept me up.
You easily could have gone to bed.
Yeah, but it's hard like when you're like up and like
I was up.
And you're up, the lights are on, you're like
I was locked.
You were
getting
ready, bro. You were like shaking. Dude, at one point I saw your hand. You're like, oh, I'm so fucking nervous, bro. Like, what do I do? What do I do? Did I just sell? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, how could I sleep through that? 10 seconds
left in like the sixth round, and I didn't know if I was.
It was so entertaining.
I didn't know who I was.
I get it, but it was just funny. It kept me up. So we stayed up till fucking like 5 a.m. last night, and then we woke up late this morning. We didn't do hotel breakfast. We decided to just sleep in a little bit longer, and then we went to. We walked around for a while. We didn't know where we wanted to eat, and then. Right outside of our place, there's this dumpling place that we saw, like, right away when we got here. I was like, I really want to try that. But we decided to, like, keep walking past it. We walked, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
The place was a dumpling place called Bao Bao, I think. Yes. And it was so good.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah. So we, like, walked to a bunch of different places. Nothing looked good. So we came back to the dumpling place. And we got two different types of dumplings. And we got edamame. It was really good. Tasty.
Dumplings recently, like, I never really had dumplings ever. I had them with a friend in college one time. I tried it.
No,
there.
But I put you on.
Fuck no.
She put me on.
Who Low the key. Fuck? Then why Random. did you not keep eating them?
Because I didn't know it was like regular to like cook up a dumpling. Because
what's crazy.
And then I came home after I moved back, like probably a month after that happened. I moved back home. Bailey's dumpling girl all of a sudden. And then I got put on by Bailey and
yes.
I started making dumplings.
And all then, I know is I'll go to the grocery store and I'll buy two packages of my P.F. Chang's dumplings.
No. Well, and what happened the first time was we went grocery shopping together and you put one in there and I was like, yo, throw another one in there. So you we have two and I eat one and she eats one.
But then when there's one in there and I'm saving three when I'm cooking them up and I'm saving three for my next batch and then I go in there and there is no next batch like 3 days later I'm pissed.
I ate them.
Yeah.
I ate them.
I hate actually living with Noah. It was really nice not having you there.
You act like this is a crazy thing. All I eat is turkey sandwiches and Caesar salads.
But you be eating some of the stuff that I want. And the
occasional dumpling. My bad.
Yeah, but it's like
once every 2 weeks. 3 weeks I'll have like four dumplings. Yeah, it's really not that bad, but because this dumpling thing has been a thing recently, our hotel is right next to a dumpling place, so we're like we gotta try it while we're here.
Yes,
and we tried it and it lived up.
It was fine.
It was good.
But yeah, after that we shopped, we just walked around, we went into like a few different boutiques. I got some jewelry. I bought a skirt from Zara. There's like a 5-story Zara here. It was pretty much just like a very like chill walking around day, kind of like what I was just talking about that would be nice to do. That's kind of what we did today. And then it started torrential downpouring again. So
torrential.
I don't know why I keep saying that.
Torrential. Someone look it up and put it in the
No,
chat.
I've definitely heard that. Torrential downpour.
Torrential?
It's like a really big downpour.
That means it's really downpouring. It's
like raining really hard torrentially. So it was like, actually, it wasn't even torrentially downpouring yet. It was just sprinkling a little. And then we were like, okay, we were kind of talking about getting drinks at some point. So we walked past this place and this guy's like, you drinks? And I'm like, you know what? Like, it says happy hour. So like, let's go in and get some drinks. So we sat down. The second we sit down, it starts like actually torrentially downpouring.
It's a word, dude.
I know it is. Read it.
Well,
read it.
What's I don't have the.
Okay. He doesn't have the definition yet. It starts like really like raining. It starts really raining. People are running in. When we walked in, there was like two other tables of people sitting there. And then the second we sat down and Noah went to the bathroom and then it started pouring, the entire restaurant filled up because it was raining so hard that nobody could be outside. They all like ran into shelter. So we sat there for probably like an hour. It didn't really stop raining, but we just decided when it was time to go and we left. We went to another jewelry store and then we walked home and then we were home for the. Did you find the definition?
Yeah, it is a real word. Maybe I'm stupid. I don't know why I didn't know that word.
What is it?
Okay, the definition is pouring or flowing fast, violently, or heavily.
The rain was flying Fast and violently and boring. Anyways.
It was coming down.
It was coming down. What the fuck? I don't even know what I was at. There's nothing really important. We just came home. We chilled up. I kind of started packing up because we leave at 5 a.m. tomorrow. And then we decided we needed to eat. So we walked to the place, like two places down, and we got some pizza to go. Came back here. We ate it. And then we finished eating. And now we're recording this podcast. And that's pretty much how Rome went. It was really good. In my opinion, I think that it's super pretty here and I would love to come back. There's a few places where like I don't need to revisit, like Paris. Like I would go back to Paris, like especially if like any company or like any fashion brands want to invite me to like Paris Fashion Week or anything like that in the future. Like I would love to go to Paris, right? But I wouldn't necessarily like need to go back. Like if I was planning another trip to Europe, I wouldn't be like, I need to go back to Paris. Where like, I'm like, I need to go back to Cinque Terre so I can like experience it for what it's worth. And like, you know, there's places where like I would go back. Like I would go back to Venice, like gladly. I would go back to Florence. I would even come back here. Like, okay, I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Things Could Be Worse. I'm so glad that you guys were able to come along on this little journey via podcast. Again, I vlogged the entire thing and the vlogs are going to slowly go up every single Sunday on my main YouTube channel, Bailey Diedrich. So stay tuned if you want to see everything that we talked about today and the last podcast and the podcast before that. If you want to see it all visually go down real time on video, on the vlogs, check out the vlogs. I love you guys. Rate the pod, review the pod, follow the TikTok and Instagram, Things Could Be Worse pod. And I will see you in the next episode, which may or may not be, y'all, if you guys remember when I went to UW-Madison, my friend's college, and I got myself into a little bit of trouble talking about everybody there and exposing a couple people. I'm going back there this weekend for Halloween, and I'm a little bit scared to see some people that I may see. Hopefully I won't see them. But next episode, I think, will be a Halloween recap, and you will hear all about that. So stay tuned. I love you guys. And do you have any last words?
No.
Okay, bye.
Bye.